This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University is considering eliminating 18 academic programs. A committee is working to review the programs and then make recommendations about how to proceed. But audio recordings from a Board of Trustees meeting indicates there might already be a plan in place. The Academic Program Elimination Review Committee, known as APER, gives faculty a chance to weigh in before academic programs are cut and teachers are laid off. It's required under the university's contract with the faculty union. When the APER committee last convened a few years ago, it did not recommend any program elimination after reviewing 8 academic offerings. Ultimately, 4 majors were cut from the university: African American Studies, Women's Studies, Religious Studies, and Philosophy. Though classes in those disciplines still exist, those majors were eliminated. The committee's findings are only advisory, though university leaders have publicly maintained that the APER report does matter and that there is no preconceived plan in place. But it's a different story when administrators meet privately. Western's Board of Trustees was required to turn over the audio recording of their June 28th closed-door meeting after the Illinois Attorney General ruled the gathering violated the Open Meetings Act. For nearly an hour, trustees and some of the university's leaders discussed budget cuts, layoffs, and program elimination. During the meeting, Interim Provost Kathy Newman said she anticipates the APER committee will not recommend eliminating anything, and at that point, the administration will have to make the decision to move forward. Trustee Carolyn Ellert Fuller then asked when they will work on the decision, after they hear from the APER committee or before. And President Jack Thomas responds.
We'll ask Kathy to come to the retreat with those programs that have low enrollment, if we can. You and I talked about that. If we can, where we will have nobody there to talk about those programs that we see that are low enrolled that we want to eliminate.
Right on top of it.
So that once they give us a report, whether they agree or not, whether they make a recommendation or not, then we will go ahead and invoke, and then we will go ahead and give the announcements of the layoffs as well.
That is WIU President Jack Thomas discussing plans to identify programs to eliminate. He made his comments during a closed-door meeting in late June. Associate Professor Duke Orsler is the point person on the APER committee. He says the audio recording won't affect the committee's work.
What the committee has done is committed itself to reviewing these programs and doing our due diligence to understand the programs and the changes that they're going through, the proposed mergers or changes that may happen in the future. So we're trying to learn the stories of these programs so that we can make a thoughtful recommendation to the administration and to the Board of Trustees.
And that mission and goal has not been at all affected by the information we've learned about whatever plan the administration might independently have in place already.
What the administration has planned or wants to do or thinks of what direction the university should go is outside of what the APER committee's job is. And it's my and the committee's goal to do the job of the APER committee and do a good job at that. You know, if our recommendations overlap with what the administration wants to do, then that's fine. If they are antithetical to what the administration wants to do, well, that's fine too. I mean, it's that's the purpose of the committee, to find those things out.
That is Duke Orsler, who serves on Western Illinois University's Academic Program Elimination Review Committee, also known as the APER Committee. Orsler says the committee plans to meet individually with each of the 18 programs on the list. He says the committee will do more than simply check a box on whether to keep a program and also offer a broad number of recommendations. Interim Provost Kathy Newman had previously said the APER committee would submit its findings by early December and the university would make decisions by early spring. But Orsler says that timetable was not realistic because the committee was not convened until after the start of the fall semester. The committee is now expected to turn in its report by March. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.